The Office for Social Communications of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference has launched a new website, churchontheball.com, ahead of the World Cup, which will be held later this year in the country. One of the main purposes of the website is to provide soccer fans with church information and links to local parishes and Catholic communities. Another important aim of the site is to raise awareness among fans and the faithful on the tragedy of human trafficking and sexual exploitation of minors. Just today, Mozambican police arrested 7 people suspected of trafficking women to neighboring South Africa to work as prostitutes. Gunther Zimmermacher is the editor of the Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross. He told us more about the website.
Well, the main purpose of the website, of course, is to provide a home for Catholics who are traveling for the World Cup, bearing in mind, of course, that many of the countries taking part in the World Cup do have populations that are in the majority or in high proportions Catholic. So what the Church on the Ball website is going to do is it is going to give information about the World Cup itself, secular information about the stadiums, etc., as well as information on the communities near the stadiums. And there, of course, especially the Catholic communities with church addresses, telephone numbers, mass times. And then, of course, one mustn't forget as well that South Africa is a importer of human trafficking as well as an exporter and a place of transit as well. And the church in South Africa certainly is very concerned about human trafficking to the extent that there is a human trafficking desk and an international conference of religious sisters was held in Johannesburg a couple of weeks ago in order to come up with a response, a practical response as well. I think the Catholic Church here is part of a vanguard.